My text doesn't appear to be showing up, but basically I'll be talking about hepatotoxicity associated with a nationally distributed dietary supplement, Oxy Elite Pro, that occurred in Hawaii in 2013. For some reason the titles aren't showing up, but all the important data is there. So on September 9th, 2013, HDOH was notified by clinicians at Hawaii's Single Liver Transplant Center of a cluster of acute hepatitis and fulminant hepatic failure in previously healthy individuals. All these individuals had reported using the dietary supplement Oxy Elite Pro, or OEP. And so after receiving this report and reviewing it, HDOH, along with CDC and FDA, initiated a public health investigation. So the case definition that was used for the investigation was individuals with acute onset hepatitis of unknown etiology on or after April 1st, 2013, that had a history of weight loss and or muscle building dietary supplement use during the 60 days before illness onset. In order to be considered a probable case, they had to have received a medical evaluation that excluded alternative etiologies. In order to conduct case finding, we distributed medical advisories and press releases, we reviewed and abstracted medical records, and we administered a standardized case questionnaire. In the end, there were a total of 44 cases identified, the vast majority of which, 93%, were considered probable cases. Looking at the clinical data, 43% of our cases required hospitalization, with 2 requiring liver transplants and 1 death. The symptoms that we saw most commonly amongst the cases were all consistent with acute hepatic events. Just over half of the cases were female, and the median age was 33. Now, what's shown here is the racial distribution of the cases on the left, and at first glance it appears that it may be significantly different when compared to the overall racial distribution of Hawaii, which is shown on the right. However, a lot of the differences can be explained by the fact that the racial data that we collected on our cases was very detailed and actually led to a lot of the cases being classified as 2 or more races. When we took that into consideration and reevaluated it, we found that it was not significantly different than Hawaii's overall population. Now, a majority of our cases, 82%, reported using OEP at some point during the 60 days before illness onset, either on its own or along with other supplements. There is only a small amount of people that used or that reported not using OEP or didn't recall what supplements they used. Now, there was a formulation of OEP that was available previously that contained an amphetamine, DMAA, that had been linked to health issues in the past, but the majority of our cases reported using the more recent formulation, which was DMAA-free. And looking at the distribution of our cases over time, we can see they're fairly evenly distributed from late April through mid-October. On September 9th, 2013 was when HDOH was first notified of the cluster. And on September 25th was when the case finding was initiated with the distribution of a medical advisory and a press release. Now, as the investigation continued and it began to focus more on OEP itself, a product investigation was also conducted. And so basically what happened was all the product that cases had remaining was collected, and it was forwarded to FDA's Forensic Chemistry Center for testing. And all the samples were found to be consistent with the ingredients that were listed on their product labels, and there were no known hepatotoxins, drugs, poisons, or toxic elements identified in the samples. So based on the findings of the investigation, on October 8, 2013, HDOH issued an embargo against all OEP products that were sold in Hawaii. Just over a month later, on November 18th, following a nationwide recall, we notified the retailers to destroy all the stock that they had left or to surrender it to HDOH for destruction. Now, as with other cases of hepatotoxicity associated with dietary supplements, the causal link between exposure and hepatotoxicity was difficult to assess, and the actual mechanism was never identified. And with dietary supplements, post-market surveillance and epidemiology are the only means to identify problems in the marketplace and to protect consumers. And this is primarily because dietary supplements are regulated as food, and so they're not subjected to the same pre-market requirements for safety or efficacy that medications are. And this investigation really highlights the need for more research to fully understand the health effects of dietary supplements and their potential interactions with other substances. And I should say thank you.